Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. I'm your host, Tegan, and I'm here to shake shit up. I'm here to remind you that you are the creative power in your life. I'm here to remind you that you can have the life that you want whenever the fuck you want. As soon as you reconnect to the fact that you already have everything that you need inside of you. I'm here to help others who needed the help that I needed a few years ago and even a few months ago. In regards to reconnecting back to your intuitive knowing, you are the ruler of your fucking life. No one else can do it for you. You're the one that gets to do it. You have the privilege of free will. And in my episodes, I'm going to be talking about the ideas that I have formulated and cultivated in my brain and mind that have allowed me to continue to evolve, expand, and just live life how I want to. I want to share these ideas with you, share my perspective on things so you can take what you want from my episodes and apply it to your own life. And ultimately, this is just a place to go when you want someone to give it to you straight, you want someone to shake shit up in your world, and you're ready to face the facts that you are the creator in your life. I hope you enjoy my episodes. Jump in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another week. Another conversation, and I'm so excited. Let's get into it. I'm going to be talking about something very important. Let me just jump straight into it. You can't make a wrong decision. Now, this is going to be a very fun conversation to have because relating this to human design, a modality I fuck with, which is why we're in this group or why you're listening to this podcast, or it's not why you're doing either of those things, but I'm going to tie human design into this conversation. Because in human design, and for anyone who doesn't know what human design is, it's just a modality designed to help you understand yourself better. That's probably the best way and easiest way that I would define it. And you learn through visually seeing your energetic imprint as an individual that we are designed to operate a certain way individually. And there are certain things that we aren't designed to do. And it really ties back to how we feel as an individual. So when we learn to reconnect to our intuition, our body, how we truly feel, and we get a hold on that, we relearn, and we do a lot of unlearning because the way that we've been taught to make decisions it's basically with the mind. We're designed to make decisions with our mind. And this completely disconnects us from our body and from this intuitive knowing that's present in our body. When we start making decisions from this intuitive knowing, this is when our life begins to flow. This is when we eliminate resistance. We don't experience the turmoil and the challenge in the way that we used to. We're in flow. So we're running with the stream of life instead of swimming upstream. It's a very different experience. So that there is different ways that we can make decisions and different outcomes of those decisions. And while in human design, of course, we can acknowledge that there is a unique way by which all of us are making the most aligned decisions. So there's the most aligned decision, and that is the one where you are flowing with life. That is what I mean when I say the most aligned decision, or what some would say the right decision or the correct decision, which I don't really want to fuck with that terminology in this, because truly, I believe you cannot make a wrong decision. Now, here is why. Because on your process, your own unique process of recognizing what causes resistance in your experience, like where you are causing your own resistance, you learn through the experience. And what that means is you have to be willing to enter into the experience to learn from it. You do not enter into experiences when you're indecisive, when you're not making decisions, or it's even harder for you to pick up the decisions you're making when you're convincing yourself that you're not making a choice. You're always actually making decisions all of the time. It's just that depending on the narrative that we tell ourselves, we may convince ourselves that we really aren't making choices and that everything's just happening around us. And to the degree that we have that type of story running is to the degree that we really feel like we're getting blown around in the wind, like we don't have control over our experience, over our emotions, over what comes into our life, over our opportunities. And trust me, there are many people that live like this completely in the illusion of helplessness. And what I mean by that illusion is we're all dreaming, you know, we're all dreaming up our reality in our minds, and we're putting the meaning on everything around us. We are the storytellers of our life. We get to play a certain type of game based off the meaning that we put on the things around us, and whether we know that we're doing that or not, we are. And to the degree that we know that is to the degree that we know, wait a second, we're creating this thing. We're creating this dream. We're creating this life of ours. We aren't floating in the wind, like just, you know, not making decisions and shit's happening to us. We're actually creating what is happening to us. So when it comes to making decisions that are, to be honest, like, oh, yep, done, made the decision. And like, you're going with the flow of life. You're not resisting what experiences are coming to you. You're not making up stories about how what's coming to you shouldn't be coming to you, or like how it's someone else's fault, or you're not projecting your power. Essentially, you're not projecting your power onto external things, because when you're writing a story where you aren't in power, I mean, whether you know it or not, it's still your story, still your game. It's not a problem. It's just how do you want to experience life? And I know that at the core, we all actually know at the core that we are the creative director of our own life. And we also know at the core that that's the most fun we can have, when we are consciously directing the flow of energy. We are consciously directing the flow of our own life force into the creation of things that set our soul on fire, of just for the fun of it, just for the sake of it, not to prove anything, not to now I'm enough, now I've succeeded, now I can be, now I'm acceptable, now this, now that. We're not doing this from a place of validation. Truly at the core of it all, we desire to be just to be. We desire to create for the sake of creation, just for the fun of it. That's really the core of it all. However, we've got all of these stories and all of this meaning that we put on everything around us. It's like, oh, once I get this, then I'll be enough. Once I make this amount of money, then I'll be successful. Then my parents will be proud of me, or then I'll be proud of me. We have all these stories that we put on all the experiences, and these stories are running all the time. And when we are able to bring awareness to what we are truly, like the true why behind what we do, that's when we can recognize, wait a second, I've got a belief here. Do I actually want to keep acting, behaving, being, and living from this belief? Now I have a choice. Now I get to create. You know, it's like now I can consciously create and choose what works for me. And it doesn't matter if what works for me doesn't work for someone else. You don't need to convince other people to see world, see life, and see existence and see reality the same way you do. When you're more focused on making people understand that their reality is just crazy or whatever, it's because you're insecure of your own. When you're literally embracing your own reality and just letting that be, and like you're just focused on the creation of your life force and you're like focused on yourself, you will naturally mingle and impact other people, like just because difference is something that's really awesome. Like that's what really existence is, difference. You know, we have contrast all around us, which is what makes things so exciting. If everything was the same, there'd be nothing here. So we have this contrast and this human difference. So it actually is absolutely okay if no one else understands your reality, because to be absolutely honest with you, there is no one else that will understand your reality the exact same way you do, because we are all different. There might be people that are very similar to us in a lot of ways, but we've all got our own little unique differences, and it's so cool. So when it comes to decisions and the decision-making process, it's not decisions we should be afraid of or fucking up. Everyone's always worried about fucking up. What if I make the wrong choice? What if I make the wrong decision? This is a waste of energy, in my opinion, because what really is the biggest fuck up, if we are to have any, because let's just, for the sake of it, humor the fact that we could fuck this up. The real mistake we would be making is to not make decisions at all, is to go around in the circle of indecisiveness, is to continue to be half in, half out with things, to not follow things to the extreme. This is what, where so many people make, like where so many people get looped into the cycle of whatever it is that they say they don't want, but they don't realize they want it, because unconsciously there's certain beliefs that we have going on that are keeping us in this loop cycle, because it's comfortable. It's because it's what we know. Like it's not too scary, as much as it's like, oh, this is meh. I know this place. It's safe. It's safe. I know it. So as much as I, you know, I'll just say it's not the right time, or that just won't work like that, or when this, and then we have all these really great reasons as to why we get stuck in these places. And it's simply because we're not willing to get a little uncomfortable. We're always looking for the path of least resistance. Guys, the path of least resistance, it's a paradox. Trust me, you try and take the path of least resistance, you'll realize when you look back in retrospect that it was the most resistant path you could have taken, because the easy way, like the easy way in the sense of avoidance of like, you know, oh gosh, that feels uncomfortable. You know, I'm going to stay away from that. And with all of the conversations that I have, I always love to remind anyone listening to me, there's a duality to my conversation. There's a context to my conversation. There are certain times where what I say, like in the ideas that I'm sharing, makes it, it just like, mwah, chef's kiss. But then there's times where, look, depending on the context, there's a duality to it. So sometimes when we, for example, if we're making a decision and we're like, oh, I'm going to choose the path of least resistance, the path that feels the best to me, the path that lights me up, the path that I'm so excited about, even though it's a little uncomfortable, I'm like ready. There's a path of least resistance coming from our higher self, or coming from like love, and coming from not from a fear state. So yes, in that term, in that sense, taking the path of least resistance is literally just listening to who you really are and following the good feeling. However, on the other side of this conversation, when we're not living as ourselves, when we're in this low vibrational frequency, where we're not perceiving reality as it is, where we're not aware of the fact that we are the creator of our individual realm and our individual reality, and that that starts and is birthed and is seated in the thoughts that we nurture and the thoughts that we give focus and attention to, when we're not aware of these things, we're making decisions from a vibrational frequency that is actually not really who we are. So the path of least resistance is bullshit. The path of least resistance is, I'm just not good enough for that. I'm just not good enough. It's not like the path of least resistance from this state of frequency is actually avoiding the temporary discomfort that is necessary for you to actually like to actually experience your truest desires, your truest desires. And I could have a whole other conversation on desire, because there's again, always a duality to this. There's a duality to desire. There's desire that comes from pure love and excitement. And then there's the duality that comes, the desire that comes from fear. And most people never get to experience what pure desire feels like. The desire that comes from a place of grounded energy, from love, and from knowing that you do not need anything outside of you, and from knowing that when you attain a certain material desire or a certain like expression or a certain goal, that you're not going to be more than you already are now. You're not getting your worth or validation from fulfilling a desire. That's not genuine desire. That is what we call fear-based desire. This is what most people think desire is. Fear-based desire is fucking uncomfortable, and it's hard to hold, because we're thinking, once I get here, then I'll be enough. Once I get here, then I'll be worthy. It's very fear-based. And usually we're dreaming way too fucking small with this too. We're very short-term in nature, where we're more concerned with maintaining an identity of ourselves with this desire. Oh, I should make this money and then my parents will be proud of me, or this or that. And it's not even true desire. It's just conditioned desire from us thinking we have to do certain things. So it doesn't even light us up. And it's also heavy because we're thinking, I'm not enough right now. I need to achieve this desire to be enough. So that's a whole separate conversation. But the same is true with decision making. So sometimes taking the path of least resistance is simply you listening to who you really are. But I'm going to be absolutely honest with you in this conversation. Most people in our society are not making decisions. When they're making decisions that are, oh, that just feels too hard for me, it's because we're avoiding our evolution. It's because we're actually avoiding what we desire. It's funny, because we have created an idea and a concept of ourselves that is not who we really are, where we think, oh, I have to do this to be good. And if I do this thing, I'm not good. We have all of these ideas about right and wrong. And then we cage and we try to control the true energetic essence of our being to fit the mold of the image we've created for ourselves. And then when we have like a desire, which, by the way, as I said, just based off what I was saying before, a lot of the time people are not even entertaining their true desire, because they literally do not believe they're worthy of it. They have such heavy limitations they've placed on themselves. They've boxed themselves into this identity so much, and their true desire, the limitlessness of their being, like the desire of their truest desire of their being, is actually so much further and so much bigger than the desire that they think they want in this box of containment. So that's why it's not even exciting and it's fear-based. So Oh, goodness. I'm having a great... I'm just going to have a drink of water here. So, lots of the time, let's play devil's advocate with ourselves as well. Because, look, guys, there's always an opposite to what I'm saying that's equally true. However, let's be devil's advocate. I love doing this with myself. I love going, but what if I'm wrong right now? You know, what if, like, let's play a game with ourselves. Let's pretend we don't know what's going on. Let's get curious about things. And for the most part, when people are taking the path of least resistance, what they're doing is what's comfortable. They're doing it from a place of fear. They're doing it because they're more concerned with keeping a certain image of themselves alive than they are being who they really are. They are oppressing themselves. And they are staying in this environment within themselves of low self-love, low self-trust, and low levels of self-worth. This is why most people are taking the path of least resistance. So, of course, there's a duality to this conversation. And only you know, like, that's it. Access discernment when you're hearing me speak, always listen to your, like, you know how to live life as you more than anyone will ever know. I'm just here to bring you the juice. I'm here to bring you the perspective. I'm here to bring you different ways and different ideas and different, like, ways of seeing, because that is so exciting. When you get an idea you've never had before, that is so powerful, because that has, if that's fertile in your mind and it's ready there, and, you know, you're in a position where that's like, oh my God, I knew what my call this, but I wasn't sure. And hearing it coming into your environment now and into your world right now is no accident. And that's why I'm here to have these conversations. So, when it comes to making a decision, now let's play a little game here where I'm just going to literally lay out what I mean by saying you cannot make a wrong decision. Is when you're on the journey of reconnecting to who you really fucking are, to your intuition, and you're moving from this fear-based state of existence to this state of, oh my goodness, this really does get to be good. I can't believe it. I believed for so long that it was meant to be hard and everything, because we're taught so many things about existence and living and how we have to do so many things. So when you're on that transition of like, oh my goodness, like, you know, I have an inner compass. I have an inner direction. I have my own authority. I know how to live life as me. We also have, as I said, this conditioning in the mind, because guess what? This knowing is not a conceptualization. This is the thing. The knowing, the inner compass, the intuition, it's not a conceptualization. It is a feeling. It goes beyond that. It's a different type of knowing. It's a knowing that goes beyond the realm of words. It's beyond the realm of conceptualization. Everything that I'm speaking to you right now is a conceptualization. It's me making sense of human experience and sharing it with you in a language that we've all learned to speak. And it's been conceptualized based off so many endless factors. However, the knowing of who you really are and the knowing of your own unique path in this life, it is not a thought, just like you are not a thought. You think you're this, all this, but that's just a bunch of thoughts. So you're going to have a little bit of an inside battle going on, because, as I said, the way that we've been taught to think, the way that we've been taught to make decisions, like, where was the class on how do we make decisions? There was no fucking class on that. That would have been a really fun class to go to. How do you individually, as a unique individual human being, make decisions? How do you do that? We've been taught to make decisions like, just listen to what they say. Seriously, listen to what they say. You go to school, you listen to what everyone says. You listen to what your teachers say. You get graded by other people. You keep listening to other people. You realize that you learn through our conditioning that you don't get to decide things, that you have to wait for people to recognize you. But the thing is, the only person that can ever recognize you and recognize, like, your magic source, your uniqueness, what you're here to do is you. Because if you don't recognize that within yourself, then it's false, isn't it? If you don't really truly recognize and believe, like, whatever it is that you're here expressing, and you're just like, oh, someone told me I was good at this, but I don't believe it, but, like, you know, someone said, then it's just, like, a bit phony, isn't it? It doesn't have the same kick to it, to when you go, wait a second, I am the shit. And it's just like recognizing whatever your genius is, whatever your talent or skill is, whatever it is that you're passionate about or interested in, it really only has that kick to it and that genuineness to it when you own it. But we're so taught not to do that. We're taught to do the opposite, to hide it, because if we own it, we're all of these terrible things. We're selfish. We're arrogant. We're not conditioned to be accepted when we own our power. Because guess what, guys? When you own your power and go, I am enough. I am worthy. I love myself. And you genuinely do. people, because we've all been conditioned the same way, take it personally. And when you're there in your power, everyone else is making you, like, your power about them, and they're measuring and comparing themselves and going, oh my God, that person's XYZ, I'm not enough. And they're not able to hold you in their power, in your power. They'll make it about them, projections, blame, shame, all those things. And it's just the nature of how we've been conditioned. It's not anyone's fault. It's just the nature of the conditioning. So guess what? When you start owning who you are and going, yeah, baby, I know my shit here, or like, this is what I'm here to talk about, this is what I'm here to share, and you own that, it will trigger the fuck out of people, especially people who don't believe in themselves and don't have self-love there, and they really, really don't have levels of self-worth or anything like that. That will be triggering as fuck, and you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay, and you have to recognize that that's all okay as well. That however people respond to you, it's all okay. There's no need to make it about you either and then not be able to hold your own power, because guess what? You needed other people to validate you, to recognize you. And when you start going, hey, this is who I am, and people don't agree with that, that's where you really, really get to test whether that power, whether you're building from a place within yourself, from a foundation from within yourself of empowerment, or whether you're relying on external validation. So yeah, this conversation is going down a few different pathways, because I know obviously I'm here to really smack down on my idea about decisions, but essentially all of this is going to wrap together beautifully as a little gift, which I'm going to tie with a bow at the end. So when it comes to making decisions, I feel like I've said that like five times, because then I go on another tangent, but I'm going to keep it on par now, because it's just going to perfectly come together. When you make a decision, and when you start realizing, wait a second, I have this intuitive knowing, because the whole point of the tangent I just went on then was really just showcasing the fact that we are so conditioned to be disconnected from our bodies, to be disconnected from this intuition. So guess what? Over the years with that conditioning, we actually are very much afraid to follow our intuition. So when I talk about fear-based decision, this is the thing, this is what confuses people, is it's like, oh, I better not make a fear-based decision because that would be my ego making a choice. However, as I said, discernment with yourself. Where does this apply to me where I am on my journey? And where does this not apply to me? Because guess what, honey? When you start making decisions and following your intuitive knowing, it will feel fucking scary, depending on where you're at. And this might not even be true for you, because guess what? Wherever you're at, you might not be afraid of that. So yeah, as I said, bring your own self to this conversation. We're equals having this conversation right now. I'm not here teaching you how to live. I'm just here having this conversation just for the fucking sake of talking about it, really, because I love it, but also because it's just so juicy and yeah, I love it. So it's going to feel uncomfortable for you to go against habitual ways of making decisions, i.e. mind-based decisions, based off the idea of who you think you are, based off the idea of everything about yourself that you were taught from other people, versus this inner knowing, this inner intuitive spirit that does not change. You're going to be like, I can't, like, you know, you're going to be logisticizing, doubting, like, but I can't see how this is going to work, because again, we've been taught to make plans for everything and not, you know, not allow there to be space and not allow there to be unknown, because that means that we're not put together. There's so many fucking stories we could tell about that. But basically, it may very well, and I know that for me in my experience, it very much has felt super uncomfortable to start listening to my intuition, because it means that when I get that intuitive pull and that feeling, it means having conversations that I've never had before, because I believed in my mind that if I was to have that type of conversation, that I would be a bad person, a bad friend, I would be selfish, I would be all these, you know, things. Like, again, it's a concept of self. So it's like my mind will go, oh my God, only rude people do this, or you're so selfish if you do this, or, you know, they didn't do anything wrong. You see, you have this concept of self that's always judging yourself, judging others, trying to discern what's correct and what's not correct, when your mind is not designed to do this. You're not designed to make decisions from your noggin. This is your creative vortex. This is your center of inspiration and creation. It's not your navigation system. It's a very different channel of awareness, and it's fucking awesome and beautiful in its own way, but it's not designed to be your navigation system. You have this beautiful, you know, you have awareness centers within your body. If you want to learn more about you know, awareness centers through a visual sense or in like a logistical sense, then again, human design is for you. And I do readings, so let me know, hit me up. You can book them in my bio. Anyway, that's a whole fucking conversation. So sometimes, in fact, I would say it will feel very uncomfortable when you start listening to your intuition, depending on the degree to which you are making mind-led decisions, and everyone's in their own place with that. But this is where the fun part comes in, where you can't fuck it up, because it's through being in motion, it's through experiencing life and experiencing life through the intention. If you have an intention to, I want to reconnect to who I really am, I want to reconnect to my intuition, and you're like true to that with yourself, and you're able to be really honest with yourself on that process to recognize the stories that you're telling yourself that are not aligned with your true intention of, I want to live life as who I am, really am. I want to live life from my inner compass. I want to live life in flow. And you're able to be radically honest and realize that you have some really good convincing stories going on in your mind that keep you disconnected from that state, or pull you out of that state, because I'm sure you've experienced it. I feel like everyone's experienced intuition, whether it be for a fleeting moment. We all know that it's there. We all know that. And I believe that if you can experience something for one moment, well, you can experience it all the time. It's just, how committed are you to maintaining, you know, to like releasing all the ideas in your mind and like opening yourself up and not like gripping to this idea of life and how things are and all this stuff, because it's so convincing. Because guess what? We're blanketing the meaning on everything. So of course, when you're experiencing reality in a certain way where it's like, oh, it's just so hard and it's such a struggle or whatever, of course it is. It's like, it is actually what's happening because you're putting the meaning on it. So no one's going to lie, argue with you about that. Of course it's fucking hard. Of course it's a challenge. Of course it sucks. That's the meaning you're placing on it though. You can't keep offloading the responsibility of that, because you're going to keep yourself stuck. And at the same time, that's the game you're playing. And whether you know it or not, you've always done what you wanted. This is a very funny thing too. We've always done what we wanted, whether we knew it or not. So it's just realizing that I have to narrative is just a story, and it keeps us comfortable, and it keeps us, you know, we feel accepted in our society or in our groups of friends or in our family, because, you know, again, we naturally want that connection, that love and connection. And we have to learn to build the faith muscle and trust that wherever space is created in our life, wherever chapters end, there's always new beginnings. Wherever there's an ending, there is always a new beginning. Remember that. Remember that. Have faith. Really build those foundational beliefs in. One of the foundational beliefs that I have deep in my fucking soul is, whenever anything falls apart, it's because something 10 billion times better is going to fall into place. And I believe that. And I've seen the evidence of it, because I believe it. Because it's not even belief, I know it. So when you're making a decision, oh my goodness, I feel like the tangent today. When you're making a decision, what I'm getting at is the experience is key. Guys, it's a trial and error process of life. Again, the way we've been taught to think and taught to learn, it's like, look at this textbook, memorize these sentences, write them in a test, we'll grade you so you know whether you're good enough or not. And then go to another school and look at textbooks again. And then, you know, that's learning. But guess what? Like, knowledge beyond, like, true knowledge is experienced, you know. And I'm not shitting on intellect or like reading. I love reading books, love learning through other resources and things. I believe, again, in duality of it all. There's a duality to all of this. I just love being dramatic sometimes when I speak. I naturally love it. It's not something I think about. The extremes of conversation, I think, is very powerful, because it can hit you in the face when it's extreme. And when you're kind of like, on one hand this, on the other hand that, it's like, oh, wow, what a diplomatic conversation, but we learned nothing from it. So I just want to preface that, and I probably will make a little disclaimer one day and be like, guys, just so you know, this is all full of shit. No, I'm joking. This is all nothing. It means nothing. Oh my goodness. So the experience is what matters, and your individual experience is yours and yours alone. So when we sit on the fence, this is the thing. Indecision is what keeps so many people stuck. As I said, follow it to the extreme, whatever it is. Like, whatever it is that you believe, follow it to the fucking extreme, and you'll find out whether it's based in truth or not. follow it to the extreme, whether it's a positive idea, whether it's a positive belief that you're wanting to like bring into the foundation of your belief system, or perhaps it's like a really terrible belief you have about yourself, that you think you're just shitty, that you think you're the worst person ever, that you suck. Follow it to the fucking extreme. Be honest with yourself in that process. And if you're willing to follow it to the extreme, you'll always find what's based in truth and what isn't. You'll always find what was a concept of self and what was who you really are. So sitting on the fence is the trouble. People are in this indecisive energy, and even if they're making decisions, because we can't help but make decisions, guys, whether we know it or not, we're always making decisions. But when we know we're making decisions, this is powerful. When we own our decisions and we take responsibility for them, this is powerful, because now we are collecting data. We are collecting data on our own individual human experience. So through our own process and going through it and being willing to be like, being willing to make a mistake, quote unquote, a mistake, which is not even like, you know, the whole relationship we have with the word mistake is another thing entirely. But when we're willing to just let it be, to go, I'm making this decision, we'll see how it goes. And through the experience, we learn either way. If it was the quote unquote right decision, we'll know. If it was the quote unquote, a decision based in fear or based on maintaining a concept of self, through the experience and only through the experience will we know. And that is so powerful, because that's actually just as awesome as making the quote unquote right decision, because now you've got data. Now you can know. Because, you know, guess what? It's a feeling, guys. You can tune into what is intuitive knowing and what is a mind and head-based decision. And through experiencing what it feels like to make a mind-based decision and what it feels like to make an intuitive decision, the data we collect on that is what allows us, if we have the true intention and we're willing to stick and commit to our intention of going, I want to live a life in flow with who I really am, and we're willing to take radical responsibility, be honest with ourselves, and, you know, ground into deeper levels of compassion and humility for ourselves and others, and realize that the trial and error process is not something to be ashamed of. It is a part of the human experience, and it cannot, you know, it's not something to eliminate. It's a beautiful thing. We collect the data, and through the experience and all the quote unquote wrong decisions, which were actually perfect. See, like, you can't fuck it up and make a wrong decision, because even when you make the wrong decision, you actually realize through the experience, you ground deeper into your intuitive knowing. So that was just as important and just as necessary and just as perfect as when you're flowing. Whenever you're experiencing resistance, it's because you're meant to. It's not an accident that you're experiencing resistance. It is because you are receiving a message from yourself, and you are basically, that is your inner compass in action. When you're experiencing resistance, this is still your inner compass. When you see it like that, you won't be trying to like push away certain emotional experiences, like, oh my God, I'm on the wrong path, get it away. You have to realize that even the resistance is still your inner compass, because you're learning, oh my goodness, I, you know, through the experience, I can now understand why I was experiencing this resistance. And now I'm going to step up to that. I'm going to meet this challenge head on, and I'm going to be willing to take the necessary action and really like step into embodying who I actually am, instead of just staying in this realm of thinking I'm this, but then not acting in a certain way, not behaving in a certain way, and therefore being a little phony. And that's okay, guys. We all go through this. This is human experience, okay? This is what I'm sharing with you guys. It's nothing, like, this is the whole point of what I'm sharing with you today, is that you fucking, I'm going to swear a lot, hey? You cannot fuck it up. You seriously cannot. And the only thing that would, that tends to be the most challenging is stagnation, is indecision. Or is not owning the choices that you're making all of the time, the decisions you're making all of the time, and, you know, projecting that you didn't have a say and you just have to do this. And it's just like, oh, they did that. And when you're doing that, you're just going to keep playing this game of I'm the victim. And as I said, you are the one who gets to choose the game. It's not like, oh God, oh, shame on you for playing the victim game. That's your life. That's your game. You get to choose. So it's okay. It's not like, you know, I wish you all the best playing that game of life. But I can tell you, I've played the game of victim, and I much prefer where I'm at now. I much prefer knowing that I'm creating my reality. I much prefer knowing that my worthiness is immeasurable, and it is not something that drops with what I do. It is just who I be. I am much, you know, I much more enjoy a life grounded in genuine levels of love for myself and therefore for other people. I love this so much more than projecting all of my issues and like, and using everything around me to validate that I'm not good enough. That was a terrible game to play, and I frankly hated it. And then I had to take radical responsibility. And then I had to, you know, to see, had to realize I was the one creating it. And a huge part of that process for me has been realizing I cannot fuck it up. You know, it's just about following those nudges. And when you're experiencing resistance, or you've made the quote unquote, I keep saying quote unquote, because there is really no right or wrong decision, guys. It is through the experience of life that you will, on your own accord, on your own journey, be out, you will through your own experience, because people can tell you things and that's great. And sometimes you can like hear something and it can click because of experiences you've had. And now you've had a shift in perspective that allows that to mold perfectly into your journey. In other instances, we've got to go through it still. It's ahead, whatever it is. But experience is key to integration and to embodiment. Who you be. It's not what you do, guys. It's who you be while you do it. And you have to be willing to enter the trial and error realm, the process of, oh, well, I did there, like, you know, I fucked up here and I did well here. And you have to realize that that process in itself is perfect. So even when you're fucking up, you're not fucking up, because you're doing it. You're playing the game. So many people are just on the sidelines, not willing to get into life, because that is life. Life is this process of trial and error. It's this process of knowing and then not knowing. It's that is what it, like, that's the excitement of life right there. So when you're on the edge, going, oh God, I'm on the fence. Like, it's not right. It's not wrong. You're basically already dead, guys. You're already dead. You're not living. It's like we're tiptoeing, you know, we're conditioned to like tiptoe our way safely to death when we go into a, you know, we leave this body and we leave this physical plane. We're just all just in our boots shaking and we don't even know it. That's, you know, a very generalized statement, obviously, but this is the conditioning of the dream of the world, you know, this mass dream. And guess what, guys? We have the power to make it however we want to. And if we're willing to get in the arena of our own life and just get out there and make a choice and act on that choice and take responsibility for that choice and stop projecting it onto other people and own it, it's only going to get better and better. I can guarantee you. Okay. I hope you enjoyed this conversation today. I absolutely loved it. And I will see you here next week.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to get more into my world, connect with me on Instagram. Check out my page. I even have a TikTok going as well. Go to my platform. See what else I'm sharing. Send me a message. I'd love hearing from you guys. Otherwise, look forward to the next episode.